The following is a presentation of Game Show Newsnet and the CLW 83 Network.
This is Chico Alexander, and I want to wish everybody a very happy 2013. We made it, buddy! And already, I'm doing a better job than Seacrest ever could.
Okay, whatever. We're done with that silliness. Unless you're a Giants fan, or a Jets fan, or a North Carolina football fan, in which case, gee, I'm so glad 2012 is gone.
Yeah. Hey, I will say this. Ron Rivera did enough in the last 6 weeks to keep his job.
Yeah, well.
And I'm supposed to be happy about this.
Well, yeah. considering that they're your second favorite football team, yes. Only because Cam Newton is very much cut from the Gordon Pepper vibe.
Yes, he is. And by the way, the Mayans... What happened? We're still here, aren't we?
You know what? This was the worst apocalypse ever. Actually, no, not the worst. When the worst one was the Rapture a couple years ago.
No, I'll tell you when the worst apocalypse is. When Kim Kardashian gives birth to Kanye West's baby.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
I'm sorry Chico brought that up. We'll be talking more about Demon Baby later. But there are people celebrating for much different and probably much happier reasons. As from somewhere in America, the first episode of WLTI in 2013 on the CLW83.com network, hosted by the wonderful Gordon Pepper, the fantastic Chico Alexander, the lovely special guest star, Mr. Jason Block, and our fantastic producer, Mr. Jim Williams. I don't believe I just said that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. So our first episode of 2013 is on.
Woohoo!
You know who the crew is. That's Gordon. I'm Chico. Jason's in the guest star hot seat. Jim Williams behind the glass.
Well,
and you were saying...
We're going to start this program off, weirdly enough, with costumes. Do you like costumes?
Yeah, sure. I love Halloween and all that good stuff.
Halloween's my favorite holiday next to New Year's.
Well, yes, this is sort of Halloween and New Year's, except one of the funniest things that happened during the two-week hiatus in which we've been off, or the one-week hiatus if you've been listening to the network, hasn't been anything on the U.S., it's been on the U.K. And as much as everybody's been crowing about the Cube, that's not the one we're talking about. We're talking about the other show in the U.K., and it's called The Chase. The brilliance in this episode is that this is a charity episode with celebrities, and this is for Text Santa. So, a model, a hostess, Dave Lister from Red Dwarf, and the guy with the large phone from Trigger Happy TV, all playing for Text Santa. Now, this is a British charity organization. However, I'm assuming that we have the clip, or maybe we don't have the clip because we're not.
Well, it has to be seen in order
not heard.
To be.
No.
Fully appreciated. It has to be seen. You have to see it. If you go over to our website, gameshownewsnet.com/WLTI, we have the link to the YouTube of the episode. It is inspired lunacy. Actually, to call it inspired lunacy would be an insult to inspired lunacy everywhere.
It was so brilliantly done, and I'm usually not a fan of the celebrity charity episode sort of deal, but when you have Well, let's just put it this way. You have four brilliant people throwing every ounce of dignity out the window.
And this is only the Chasers speaking. All four of the Chasers were on this episode. You'd have Mark Labette as the Beast, Anne Hegarty, the Governess, as the Ice Queen, old Frosty Knickers herself.
That was, I think it was the Wicked Queen from Snow White, if it looked like, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You also had Paul Cinna as Captain Hook. Or Captain Cinnamon, I guess. But my favorite, and perhaps even yours, Gordon, the Dark Destroyer, the Barrister, Sean Wallace. This big, imposing hunk of genius and intelligence. As Dame Edna.
Wait, Chico, I just sent you a link. This is a 3-minute audio clip of all four Chasers coming out in their respective outfits. Can we play that, please?
Okay, let me replay it. This call, courtesy ITV Studios.
It is time to face the Chaser. Look at the state of
her. He's never looked lovelier.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of a Scottish woman.
Does that need a shout round here?
Shout. Let's get on with this.
All right. It's time to face the Chaser. Maiden herself, old Frosty Knickers, Anne Hegarty. You look great.
Of course I do.
You actually look stunning.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the bravest of them all? That's definitely you, isn't it, Craig?
I think more stupid than brave, Anne.
As Arnold Rimmer once said, oh dear.
It is time to bring on the Chaser. As the wonderful Captain Hook, it is the Cinnamon himself, Paul Cinna.
I am enjoying this, Jamelia, or as Bradley Wiggins now knows you, Dave. Great performance.
Dom, you're going to have to take on the barrister and mastermind champ that is the Dark Destroyer. It's time to face the Chaser.
You are one ugly sister.
I don't think she can hear under the wig.
I've got news for you. It's not a she.
Really? That's better. I like you like that.
Let's do this.
What did you get rid of him for? He was going for $89,000. Are you mad? You great big woman. You want to watch out? Your airbags have gone off.
Okay, just to let you know, the celebrities in that clip were Lorraine Kelly, a breakfast TV host, Craig Charles from Coronation Street and Red Dwarf, Jamelia, who is fine, or as Jim would say, shucky ducky, quack quack, and the fourth is Dom Jolly, who you may remember as the guy with the enormous cell phone from Trigger Happy TV.
And again, this doesn't, just the clip itself doesn't do it justice. find it on YouTube. Just find the whole thing. It is hysterical. By the way, there was actually a game that was being played. You did, you know what, I'm not going to say who did what. You know what, I don't think I want to say anything. I want to say watch the clip. Or read a written transcript on GameshowNewsNet.com to find out exactly what happened. I don't think I want to say anything. I think I want people to actually watch the clip here.
Okay. I do too. But I also just want to say this, and we did discuss this here. I really believe that there is a market here in the United States, and Jim, maybe you want to get in on this for just a second, for British game shows here in the United States. We haven't had, and we don't have, a set. I mean, BBC America, it is made to have a bunch of shows here in the United States.
Yeah, you could actually put them all in the morning, sweep them all 5 days a week. You'd have Only Connect, Pointless, Weakest Link, The Chase.
No, not Tipping.
I
will pay you money never to mention Tipping Point on this show again.
Well, here's some that I like that Chico doesn't like. I do like Tipping Point. It is incredibly slow, but it is entertaining in a sadistic sort of way. Clever Dicks is a great show. Secret Fortune is a really good show. It combines Steel and No Deal with trivia. That just ended its run January 29th. That's end season number 3. I don't know if there's going to be a fourth season of that.
I believe there is not.
But I'm not a big fan of. I'm sorry?
There is not going to be a season 4. That's being discontinued.
Well, it's still a very good show. So you have to change Only Connect, Tipping Point, Breakaway, which we haven't discussed. Countdown, of course, and Million Pound Drop. Deal or No Deal and Millionaire are, of course, not originated from the United States, and those are still playing in the UK as well. And, of course, you have Pointless, and there's probably other shows that they are playing on either ITV or on Challenge that I've neglected, and in this case, I apologize. Blockbusters, let's throw that in there also.
Of course.
But, yes, indeed. Yeah, you've got that one. There's a ton of shows in the UK that we could absolutely put here in the U.S., and it would be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, the biggest problem in something like that is going to be a lot of these shows require attention, which doesn't seem to be a facet of what people want to put on the TV. But you know what? These are all great shows. They're worth a shot.
They are. And I'll tell you right now, you know how Millionaire got on U.S. TV? It's an interesting story. Michael Davies, he was overseas. He was watching an episode with Fiona Wheeler on it. It's the episode where she freely admit that she weed herself. And he thought, you know, why can't this work here? So he was working for ABC at the time. He was part of the team behind Win Benstein's Money. So it was actually during the transition from ABC to Disney and whatnot. He pitched the show to ABC and to Celador, and the rest is game show history. Yep. I'm not saying that everybody has to go on a trip to England right now, but I'm just saying, you know, you see something that you think can work, you owe it to yourself as a producer and the genre at large to give it a shot.
You know what? Eventually, Chico, you, me, and Jay are going to have to be a trio and go on Only Connect.
I'm there too.
I think Only Connect is one of the hardest shows on TV, but I absolutely love it because it kicks me straight in the face and says, you know what? You aren't as smart as you are. And I love that about the show. It's so good.
You know, I find it interesting that in terms of Only Connect, it gets quote-unquote harder for the Brits because they put more American stuff on there. So, that I find interesting. Something else that I find interesting is a big $160,000 potential tournament on Family Feud, sponsored by Publishers Clearinghouse.
Whee! Woohoo! Yeah, they're just making rounds on all the Fremantle shows, aren't they?
Well, you know what? That's a good thing, and you know, they sort of do have this promotion coming in January where they're going to give away $5,000 a week for life. So I'm going to do that. why not go after my target audience? Again, we beat this to death on the last show, so I don't want to bring the dead horse back into play. So, Chico, tell us about Family Feud's tournament.
All right, this is the third Big Money tournament. The first under Steve Harvey's watch. It's the first tournament in 4 years. What they did was they took 8 families who lost to the show, brought them back for one shot at $160,000. It's a single elimination tournament, and next Tuesday is the tournament final with... Oh, yeah. Jim says PCH girl for the win, by the way. Anywho, I agree with that. Anywho, single elimination tournament ends Tuesday with the Hutchinsons taking on the winners of the Spiegel. Oh, jeez. The Spiegel Woolley final that will air on Monday. And the final airs Tuesday. And the winner will get a flat cash jackpot, no fast money, 400 points gets you up to $160,000.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Now, Let me ask you this question there, Mr. Alexander. Are either of these teams 5-time champions?
They are not. They are not good game players, but they did make for good television and a good experience, which is probably far from the course.
And I win my car, and I win $40,000. That pales in comparison to the fact that I complete a complete jack-off and a complete royal double-foot and get on the show and then maybe call back to win 4 times that amount? Really?
Well, there's no guarantee that you'll do that. Besides, this has been it's been 4 years since we've had a Big Money tournament.
I understand that, but please explain to me why someone that isn't the best at what they are doesn't get invited to the big tournament at the end.
I can't
do that. So basically, it's the equivalent of saying that Anna Kournikova on Jeopardy, and she bombs out in the first round, but she flashes her boobs around like they're fish and she's an angler on a fishing pond, that she can come back and win $1.5 million later on the line, or $100,000, or tournament champion spot? Please explain to me the logic on this.
There isn't, and unfortunately, I think I can explain it to you, and you're not going to like the answer on this.
I'm not going to like it. I obviously know what the answer is.
The answer is this. People want to see people, Jeopardy is the rare exception in this. People want to see, in most game shows, win once, and that's it. Okay? Unfortunately, they don't want to see people, continue to get crushed. They want to see as many people win as much as possible. That's why you don't have returning champions very often on game shows. That's why, the second chance tournament of loser story is a much better television story. It's not a very good game show story. Sorry.
Well, you know what? So that's all well and good, and I'm fine with that in certain aspects. But again, it's one of those things where explain to me how I can be, I don't mind a tournament of losers if you put it up for less money than what a tournament of champions wins. So you know what? Family Feud, $20,000 as a consolation gift for people that tried and didn't get on. You know what? I'm good with that. And then put in the tournament of champions of the best players. I don't understand what the fetish is behind all-star shows that don't really have all-stars. If we have an all-star show, I want to see the best. Unfortunately, with Dancing with the Stars, you had stars that didn't want to do good. And, part of it is, in terms of, and I completely and utterly disagree with people saying, people rather see stars that don't know how to dance. People want to see all stars that know what they're doing but being pressed to the limit. That's what a Jeopardy Tournament of Champions does. The material in Jeopardy in the tournaments gets significantly harder. In something like Only Connect, for argument's sake, the tournament gets harder and harder and harder as it goes along. Family Feud, I don't know how you can make it harder per se, but it's the same issue. You've got these points where, there are morons the first time around. Why do I want to see them again? I want to see how one 5-time champion family would do against another 5-time champion family. That would be fun. Why do I want to see 8, but you know what? I'll play in your world. Let's go to wrestling. Why don't we put 3MB together against, Sin Cara and some other scrubs and have them go against each other and the winner gets $100,000 instead of a John Cena giant, big John Cena Big Show main event?
That makes perfect sense to me, and I understand your logic. No one wants to see the jobbers, you're right, and that's why they put the jobbers on first, you see. And you're absolutely 100% right. And unfortunately, you know, this is just, I think, one of the only minor mistakes Family Feud has made this year.
If you want to put in a tournament of losers, that's all well and good. Put on a tournament of champions also.
Yeah. That's all I ask.
I don't ask for that much. Okay, I do ask for a lot. But
you ask for too much, Gordon. Sometimes you ask for too much.
Apparently.
Did you ask for Paul and Menashe to lose on Wednesday?
I did not ask for that. I do not ask for contestants to meet their demise. However, that did happen on Jeopardy, so let's go chat a little bit about that, shall we?
Yeah, she could not seal the deal. She goes into a game with $55,100. This is her fourth game. She wins this game. She's in the tournament talk. But she's automatically. But here's the thing. She has $2,800. Her nearest opponent, Julie Reynolds, has $6,000. The guy in the lead, Joey Gutman, has $10,000.
Well, we know Joey's not going to be an idiot, so unfortunately, our champion is out of play.
Yeah, she's all but out of it. So what Paul has to do is bet it all, hope the others screw up. Joey's not going to do that. He's not going to bet more than he has to. He's playing to win here. You want to see a final?
Sure.
All right. The category is baseball stadiums. And we take this time to remind you, pitchers reports in 40 days.
Yes, and Touch 'Em All returns for season 2 on BS Big Show, the CLW 83 network. Yes.
Yes, coming in March.
Yes.
Thank you.
Smirk.
Just in time for spring training.
Amen. Okay.
A clue. This Major League Baseball team's current stadium was built for a 20th century Olympics.
Oh, I'm in on this. I'm in on this.
Okay. All right. Now, I know this because I've actually been there, and I think so have you, Jason. What's the question?
I was there this summer when I went to Hotlanta for the sweepstakes convention. The answer is, what is the Atlanta Braves? And the reason is that Turner Field was built for the first Olympic baseball competition back in 1996.
All right, Gordon?
Well, if you remember in 1984, the Olympics were in Los Angeles, and we sort of neglected to invite a country to come along. And the country, even if we invited them, didn't want to come along anyway. So my answer is, who is the Los Angeles Russian Dodgers? Because we were dodging the Russians.
I thought you would have put the Lake Placid Russian Dodgers, but oh well.
Well, you know, we do need to give the Canadians something to do, because it's certainly not going to be hockey watching.
No.
No.
And again, screech.
Hey, Jay, remember a couple of years ago when you rated Roger Goodell worse off than Gary Bettman, and you put him higher than Roger Goodell in your overall owner rankings? How's that working out for you?
Not very well. He's kind of on the top of the S list. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how'd they do?
Do we have a clip of that Jim Williams anywhere?
Oh. Okay, we don't. Awesome.
We do not. Sorry.
Oh.
Or as they say in Canada, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh. Yes. Oh. No. Sorry. Speaking of, Ashok Pusikunal, and if I butchered that, I do apologize. He'll be back Monday. He has 2 games under his belt and 50,000. I want to say he is the real. But here's the thing. people somehow have this thing where they get on Monday's show and then lose.
It's you know what it is? It's a momentum thing. Remember, they tape 5 shows a day.
Yeah.
And if you're really, you know, if you're, you know, going through 2 shows, you're like on Thursday and Friday, you're done for the day. You're like starting to get momentum and then stop. It's sometimes hard to get back in the momentum. Very rarely does a contestant do it. I hope he does.
I really hope he does too. I'd like to see him last a really good week. Speaking of a really good week, Price is Right had a really good week. Really good week. We had a special where the best of 2012 special where the contestants ended up taking TPIR 4-for-2. And
according to record, they went 4-for-6. Now, to explain to you why this is a really good thing, the average win on a special quote-unquote episode is usually 1-2 wins. If you got 2 wins, then you're over average. So for a show that has 4 wins, that's pretty darn good.
Yes, it is. The only 2 losses were coming or going, and Rat Race. But
theoretically, probably could have been at least a 5-win episode.
Because Rat Race is one of those games that, you know, you can try and try and try, and you're probably not going to win unless your rat comes in first. But what I really liked... Sorry, what?
I was about to say, the number... I mean, you had, over the whole week, you had almost $500,000 given away on Price, which is a pretty good amount of money.
Indeed. And I'll tell you, some of these showcases were something else. Let me go over this showcase from the Monday show. A game room with a shuffleboard and pool table, or whatever, and a 2013 Ford Mustang convertible.
How hot is that?
All right, now how hot is this? A trip to South Africa and a Range Rover.
Yeah, it is hot. That was the Evoque, and it was the second time where to where it was underbid by $30,000.
Yeah, nobody gonna be rolling in a Range out of 33 anytime soon. But Tess Raboyak wins the Mustang at a total of $52,067. That's a pretty good haul. However, that wasn't even the best part of the week. Best part of the week was the day after, the New Year's Day, Price is Right. Mark Bellafield has this showcase, an espresso, cappuccino maker, a sofa and ottoman, an HDTV, and a Hyundai Veloster. He bids $25,620. The actual retail price, $25,643. That is a difference of $23. Mark Bellafield wins his showcase and dinner for a year, a refrigerator, a home gym with personal trainer, and a South African safari. That is over $64,687 worth of stuff, including the $1,000 he won on the big wheel, and a table tennis.
And I believe the first GSNN CLW83 MVP trophy of 2013.
Yeah, if he can carry that all.
May I throw in an honorable mention, or maybe I should say a dishonorable mention?
What would that be?
On Friday's Price is Right, we have the lovely Dolores, who bids $9,000 on her showcase.
Yes! Oh, yes! And wins!
Because her opponent is over $12,000 off on his bid.
Whoops!
So, Dolores, yeah, you get the special honorable dishonorable mention.
Yes. All right.
And another honorable mention, actually, we also saw a runner-up Johannes from the male model search get a couple of shows this week, if I'm not mistaken.
And you know what? Good for him also. I'm glad that he got working.
Yeah.
You, And you want to know something? I think the male models work a lot better than people are giving it credit for.
Well, people are so used to seeing... They've got 40 years of seeing a bunch of sexy ladies around a bunch of sexy cars. But now you consider that most of the audience watching are not just college kids, but also housewives, and the housewives love the beefcake.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the other thing is that this, I'm sure the producers haven't really figured out how to implement them in their entirety yet. But, you know, let's give them time. And I agree. I actually think that they do work out very well for the show. It also adds some realism to it. You know, you do have the male models working, for example, on the exercise equipment. Thank you, Brave. And it's much more realistic when you have the male models working it out and sweating it out than the female models that are just trying to lift the bar up without killing themselves.
Yeah. And imagine what happens if those things are properly lubricated. They could really get hurt.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not going there. But moving on now to the next game, we will now be going... Oh, my goodness. Chico, I thought I was going to be the easy bet.
Bad.
Oh, wait, we haven't gotten to the bad part yet.
Bad Chico, no home game, anyway.
Anyway, let's go to Wheel of Fortune.
I will do that. Rosaline Cox from Pilgrim, Kentucky on Thursday show had a really nice front game. She's already the owner of a new Ford Fiesta after picking up two half cars in the front game along with some cash for $27,940. She lands on the A in game, solves the phrase thrown for a loop, and has the very rare double car win because she wins the 2013 Ford Edge along with $5,000 in a trunk, which gives her $63,535.
So she wins the cars.
I like it. I'm sorry.
So she wins the cars and she wins the quiche.
Yeah, she has enough cash to probably pay the taxes on the two cars that she won, pretty much.
And that's probably the reason why they said that they're going to put $5,000 in the trunk to cover the taxes, and I think that's a really good idea. I like to see more shows do that are offering out prizes.
Yeah, that's a big win. But the biggest win of the last couple of weeks actually happened on Friday's show. Not this Friday, but the Friday before.
Yeah, and again,
if we did discuss this a little bit on the show, that would be Miss Klink.
Yes, Cindy Klink,
who, with the help of a very generous final spin, wins $47,000 in straight cash on the front game, which is a great total on its own. She was not finished, however. She lands on the P in spin, solves the phrase, "We heard you," and in one of the best reveals by Pat Sajak in a long time, which went something like this. Pat asks her, "How much did you win tonight?" She goes, $47,000. He says, "No, you won $147,000," as he shows her the $100,000 envelope. I believe she is the third winner this season. The streamers and the confetti go off. She is the second highest cash winner in Wheel of Fortune history at $147,000.
Would be the highest were it not for that. Yeah, her.
Yeah, her. Yeah, her with the leaky faucet, Miss Michelle Lowenstein. Yes.
Yeah, and, leaky faucet raining down money on her, still getting paid. Anyways.
Yes, she is. And by the way, this week, Wheel of Fortune passed the $4 million mark in earnings of cash and prizes among contestants. And we are only about 80 shows in to the week. That's about almost halfway in. We could have a $10 million season this year. And they haven't.
By the way, who wants to hear an audio clip of Cindy Klink's win?
Do we have a clip?
We have that clip?
I believe we have a clip, which will be coming to... I predict that Chico will be having it momentarily.
I have the clip right here. The call is courtesy Sony Pictures Television. Jim, roll it.
You know how much money you have? Do you know how much? $47,000.
Yes, it's all cash. You know that too. Who's in the audience with you?
I have my sister Diane, my aunt Kay, and my nieces Rachel and Sarah.
Okay. They look very happy. Do you owe any of them money?
I might, yeah. I think dinner's on me tonight.
Oh, okay. I suspect so. You should tip well, too. Ready to spin the wheel?
I am.
Let's go.
Okay.
Might as well get some more. We're here. Thank you so much. Come on with me. We're going to head over here. You'll see these two blue marks. You're going to take the first
right
one.
There
you go. Now, the category tonight is phrase. R-S-T-L-N-E. We start with those letters. Ask our audience to be very quiet, as we always do. You have some spaces you need to fill in. Let's have three more consonants, one more vowel.
D.
It's one.
B.
Two. And a vowel.
A.
All right, what are we going to get here? Not a whole lot. But maybe you can build on that. It's a phrase. You have 10 seconds to tell us what it is. Good luck.
We heard you.
That's it. Whoa! How much money do you have? No, you're wrong. You have 100.
Cindy, money needs no introduction. $100,000.
So yeah, a very good week indeed for Wheel Watchers. Also a very good week for one Alex Guarnaschelli.
No Freitag!
Let me get there.
You know, I actually like Amanda Freitag, and I am personally very insulted for the abuse that you've given her. I'm going to call the AMPCA... Not the ASPCA, the AMPCA, the Amanda Freitag Political Society of Do-Gooders, because I don't believe what you're doing to this poor woman. What do you have against Amanda Freitag?
No Freitag! Nunca de Freitag! Okay! Anyway, okay, let's go over this one more time. She has her own, Alex Guarnaschelli, she has her own show on Food Network. She's the judge on Chopped. She was a contestant on Next Iron Chef. She called back onto Next Iron Chef Redemption Season. And now she won the whole thing. So now she gets to take her first battle in Kitchen Stadium, and this isn't just any challenger that they got off the street saying, you know what, yeah, I can beat an Iron Chef, give me the secret ingredient, give me the 60 minutes, let me do this, alright? This is
one of
her
the
counterpart. Yeah, it's a judge. It's one of the judges from a season of Next Iron Chef. And here's the thing. Iron Chef was exported from Japan to the U.S., Australia, Israel, and the U.K. This is one of the U.K.'s Iron Chefs, a lady by the name of Judy Ju, a self-proclaimed French-trained Korean-American Londoner.
Yes.
Wrap your head around that one.
Yeah, however, there were some new rules that were presented on this show that were, not so much.
I'll be a little bit less politically correct here. They stunk even worse than shall we say, Guy Fieri's reviewer thought that his food was.
Okay,
yeah,
can I say something? They sucked the chrome off of an analog cookware saucepan.
Yeah, pretty much. Here are the two rules. Number one, the first dish must be presented to the judges within the first 20 minutes. And the second one, the chairman will throw a culinary curveball, either a piece of equipment or an ingredient that must be used. In the case of the show, it was a Swedish meatball kind of a pan thingy. I forget the actual name of it. And it just, you know what this felt like? This felt like that they were trying to stick too much into it, and they were doing change for change's sake, and it was awful. It was terrible.
It was sweet, chop, genius gone bad. And unfortunately, what it is, you know, when Iron Chef came on the scene, it was, you know, different. It was different. It was better than most of the cooking shows that are out there, almost every game show that was out there. And now, unfortunately, these changes, this is making Iron Chef look like every other chef cooking show out there. One of the reasons why Iron Chef was a big hit to begin with was you got to see the secrets, you got to see what the chefs are doing, and more importantly, you took extra time to see how everything was working out. With all the changes in there, it's now adding unnecessary drama, it's adding unnecessary rules, and it's eliminating the parts of why you liked it to begin with.
Indeed. So,
really, really bad change. Chairman displeased. Well,
I am displeased. Let me tell you. Yes, it's like you're in a gladiatorial combat. You throw in a mace here and there. It's the culinary equivalent of the Hunger Games all of a sudden. Part of the beauty of Iron Chef is its simplicity. Yes, it looks like Kobe Bryant with a saucepan. But here's the thing. One ingredient. 60 minutes. Get cooking. 5 dishes. Now. Hungry.
What happened was is that I think what they tried to do was flavor a delicious vanilla cake with motor oil, if you can understand what I mean. It does not work. I mean, it will work because it is, of course, you know, Iron Chef America, and, you know, it is the franchise of the Food Network, and I don't think too many people will turn on it. I just think that what they did was not good for the show.
Indeed. And they said this like 10 years ago when Iron Chef America first debuted. The food is the star. You don't mess with anything if you know that the food is ultimately the star. You just don't. This was change for the sake of change. This was a really bad move, and I'm wondering what the powers that be were thinking when they implemented it.
Yeah, and by the way,
they're thinking, oh, look, it works for the other shows. Let's hope that it works for this one. And the answer is no, it doesn't work for this show. And it's sad because I like Iron Chef. I love Iron Chef. I do not love this version of Iron Chef anymore. And it's sad because I
want to
love Iron Chef.
Me too. Look, it was a good show. I mean, the ingredient was mortadella, which is a very big, fat bologna with, like, pistachios inside. And Guarnaschelli, of course, won her first battle 80-75. But, again, hate the new rules.
Indeed. Now, if we could get Michael Simon and Yuji Wakia from the new Iron Chef over in Japan, if we could get working on that, please, then thank you.
I haven't seen the new Iron Chef Japan yet. Is it good?
Oh, it's good. It's good.
How many episodes?
Chico is in the middle of fantasizing. Let's quickly throw it over to Brain Vision so that I don't really need to,
It's just Iron Chef.
Well, thank you for Brain Vision.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay.
Okay.
Live, local, late breaking. From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much for Mr. Doug Morris for Brain Vision. And again, I'd like to thank Doug Morris again for allowing us on Rock Track 104 with the wonderful Guy Fieri review. I know that Jay said a little bit about it on not the last episode, but the episode before. Thank you very much, Jason Block. We will start with a date book. And if you've eaten too much at Guy Fieri's restaurant, the first show might be interesting to you. Will debut on Sunday. It will, part two will be Monday. I don't know when this will be going to air, but it will either be the day of or the day before. And that is the newest season of The Biggest Loser with the return of Jillian Michaels. Jillian Harris is on a show that Chico doesn't want to see returning.
But it will be returning on Monday.
Yeah. Oh,
God. It will be returning on Monday anyway. And that would be The Bachelor, Chico's favorite show in the whole wide world.
Lucky me.
Yeah, lucky you. However, if you want some good culinary ideas in terms of how to have a better nutrition, then turn on Tuesday for the next season premiere of Chopped, which will be on Food Network. And that is good programming as long as they don't do anything really, really silly with the show, which I'm hoping they don't.
No, I don't think they will. I mean, like I said, one of the things they did, which is actually a good change, they did, if you remember, they've done it a couple of times, the Lunch Ladies episodes.
Yep.
Yes.
Where they have the school chefs competing for a charity, I believe, and for their schools, which actually is a good change. That is not a change for change's sake. So.
Right.
No, very true. However, and again, you know, it's sort of like an ice bat that sort of looks like hockey stick stuff taped together with an ice Zamboni glaze, and that's because it is, because we still respect the National Hockey League, even though we're probably not going to see any of it this year. Chico, I present this to you as your New Year's gift. Happy New Year's, buddy.
Oh, thanks. You know my birthday's in a couple of weeks, right?
I do. And you may be getting me as a birthday present.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, that's not the only thing that's happening this week. Let's get loaded, shall we?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you are a fan of Jeopardy, then you know that you are taking the test this week. I'll tell you right now, let me bring up the times real quick. It is Eastern time zone is Tuesday, January 8th at 8. Central and Mountain, Wednesday, January 9th at 8 Central, 7 Mountain. Pacific, Alaska, and Hawaii, Thursday, January 10th at 8 Pacific, 7 Alaska, 6 Hawaii. Of course, you can take the test any one of these 3 days, wherever you are, but you have to be online in time to take the test. And if you haven't registered, you have to register before Tuesday, so if you have not registered, do it right now.
What are you waiting for? I mean, seriously, absolutely, you must, all joking aside, if you even have said, I can beat the Jeopardy people, if I can beat the Jeopardy people, I get the questions all the time, and you don't have the money to go out to California to audition, this is the way to do it. I believe they were one of the first shows to make online testing a mandatory aspect of their testing process. They get millions of people to do this every year. You should be one of them. No joke.
We'll even give you some time to go and register. So I believe we have the appropriate music up.
That's very classy and that's very smart. And, starting off the new year, I have some things that are not necessarily too intelligent.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
New year, same dumb people.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is the same dumb people. Are you smarter than Justin Bieber?
Yes. Next question, please.
Yeah, what did he do?
Well, you know, The Beat, who has been on a ton of reality shows, is according to TMZ, don't sue me, I'm just taking from DMZ's website, but according to TMZ, The Beaver, who has been, of course, on American Idol and The Voice and What Say You, was caught smoking pot and shagging with a woman clearly not looking like her, probably not named Selena Gomez.
He was in Colorado or Washington, right?
If they were the names of the women at that party, yes, he was in Colorado and Washington.
Good night, everybody!
Hello!
And also, a couple of days later, a rapper who was borrowing his Ferrari was driving around Los Angeles, and unfortunately, a paparazzo was killed. They thought originally he was behind the wheel, but he was not. But it was his Ferrari. He hasn't had a good week. And supposedly there's a picture of him, which was tweeted out where he was holding a joint too. So don't do drugs, kids. It's not a good idea.
Drugs are bad.
Okay. Okay. After Smoke and the Wizard and Wingmen diving on the Frank grenade, you need some Haterade.
Oh, I've got my new New Year's mug, can't you see? Right here.
I got my giant New Year's mug. You know, and you've seen pictures of it. You know how big it is.
I know, it's huge.
Anyways, Kris Jenner is getting the Haterade this week. She was very unhappy because she wanted to discuss or make the announcement of Ms. Kim Kardashian's pregnancy, and she wanted to hold the press announcement group and, of course, charge people money to sell the story of Kim Kardashian's pregnancy. Except Kanye West has already did it, and he did it for free after telling the media. So, no money for them, and a very, very unhappy Kris Jenner.
Yeah, Kris Jenner was pissed because she wanted to be the first to do it, and now that Kanye's doing it, she's not going to get that sweet, sweet reality show home money. How's that? Am I in the ballpark?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they just need to go far away.
What about the UK, Chico? We've been talking about the UK all show. Let's go back to the UK.
Okay, we've been talking about the UK. They can go watch The Chase. They can play The Chase on their little iPhone, iTunes, iPad things, which I can't.
Boo!
Yeah. But also, Celebrity Big Brother is back. And inside the house this season is a certain reality show couple who shall not be named. We'll just refer to them in this context as they who shall not be named.
Yeah, they will not be named. God help
this
us all.
This one's going to be the same couple that tried to have America tug at their heartstrings for a faux divorce that never happened, would it, by any
chance? That would be the same couple.
Wow.
And they are quickly greeted with a round of, I'm sorry, you are?
So, in other words, to the basement. 2012, you went to the movies and you decided to see Spider-Man. Is that a possibility?
If possible.
I'm just trying to give hints without having to torture you, even though I really enjoy doing that.
Yep. But maybe, Gordon, you could give us some media hosts you can name.
I could name a whole bunch of media hosts. Woohoo! In this week's media host report, the top four X Factor acts all get signed to different labels. Lynn Goodman with Sue Barrett. Adam Levine hosts Saturday Night Live. Patty Page passes. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Jillian Michaels is not trying to be liked on her show, while the show insists that they are not exploiting kids.
Baloney. Not true.
I'm calling bull on the threes there, G.
Kevin's West marriage. According to Kanye, the marriage will not happen until the baby is born because Kim looks much better in pictures when she's not having a baby inside her. She's not looking like a fat cow. Kelly Clarkson insists that she is not gay.
In reality, she's engaged. How could she be gay if she's already engaged? I mean, she's named the...
If you're gay, Chico, if you're gay, you're gay. Being engaged all of a sudden isn't a magic pill.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, sorry. In reality, Steve gets sued again by The Bachelor.
More spoilerage?
Yeah.
More spoilerage. But none of them are the hoes of the week. We have co-hoes. Hole number one is Chris Allen, who gets a baby and into a car accident in the exact same week.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. Not cool.
Yeah. Get better, buddy.
Hopefully he insists, well, he says that he'll be back out in charge in no time. We obviously wish him the best.
Amen. Seriously, no joke.
Get better soon, buddy.
Now, the second hoe, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to give you a phone number. And I want you to call this phone number, and I want you to be able to listen in to the message. And this would be why this person is the co-ho of the week. The number is, and I will say it, because if you need to use this number for whatever reason, I want to do a public service announcement to everybody. So the number is 212-432-7827. That is 212-432-7827. Please dial that number, and let's hear what our co-ho of the week has to say.
Hey, thanks for calling. I'm Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor. I have some unfortunate news for you. Whoever gave you this number is trying to send you a message, and it's not a good one. They don't like you. No rose for you. Yeah, the good news is I have the new Bachelor, Sean Lowe, here to help you make it through this tough time. So, if you'd like to hear Sean commiserate about your wasted, crushed heart, press 1. To hear a special uplifting poem from Sean, press 2. For a straight-up pep talk from Sean, press 3. Or, if you'd just like to curl up into a ball and cry, take a moment and say your goodbyes. Hey, thanks for calling. I'm Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor.
Okay. All right, all right, all right.
Whoever gave you this number is trying to send you a message, and it's not a good one. They don't like you.
All right, Jimmy can kill it now.
Thank you.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is some inspired lunacy.
That's pretty
good.
So
if you're in a car and someone's hitting at you, and you want to give them your phone number, again, the number is 212-432-7827. One more time, 212-432-7827.
You know what? I got to admit, that's funny. That is good. That is really good.
I was gonna hit 3 for a second, but no.
You could leave your time if you want to hear the pep talk. I think that I don't want to see everybody lose their lunch.
We'll let them dial on their own. You know, we don't want to give it all away now.
Yeah. No,
absolutely. And again, a public service message from WLTI to you. Never say that we didn't do anything for our audience.
CLW83 cares.
Take something.
Dare you! Anyway. Okay.
Moving up. Why don't here, Chico, you still have not accepted my hockey stick gift, so take it. And okay. Now, finish the business end. So.
Okay. I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is Super Saver Showdown this week returned with a rating of 161,000 viewers, which was double the number pulled by its abysmal August debut.
All right, that's good. What's the bad news? Rich,
the bad news? It was still the least watched news series of the night on Wednesday.
No, I just have one question. I watched the show called Sweepstakers, which was on that same one. Yeah, well, how many, how'd that do?
About 220,000.
Yeesh, okay. That's still pretty bad. Okay, well, I'm actually...
this way, the Newlywed Game is averaging almost 400,000.
Yeah, okay. There you go, enough said.
Enough said. Okay, that's Brain Vision. Jason, shut it down, please.
I'm shutting it down. Let's see. The button here, the lever here, slide it down. Ah, yes. The machine's rested, so that's good.
Ah, good. Okay, next we are going to go deeper into the Starship 2013 with Pusher Flush. But first, we haven't done this in a long time. We're going to break out the Card Sharks boards for a little round of Higher Lower.
We'll play a little bit of Higher Lower, and we're also going to become a little bit more resolute after the break. You're reading WLTI. You give a you're reading. Good job, Gordon. You know, some things
because
never change.
We can do this again.
WLTI and the CLW83.com network. My resolution is that I'm never going to do this plug ever again. I'm going to let Chico do this from now on. You give us 22 minutes, and we'll give you 22 shows I would watch over The Bachelor this coming Monday. Life, for starters, Tron Uprising.
Yes.
Now, you know you saw the BTS National Championship Game, The Next Great Baker, anything on the NBA, Teen Mom 2, Let's Ask America, especially on Monday. Check out Let's Ask America.
You're listening to WLTI Live on the CLW 83 network.
Roll the tape on this.
Brian Henniger, Brett Favre is your father.
Oh, Melba?
Oh, what the?
Where did that come from?
Whoa.
You know, if they dive into a pit of frog fallopian tubes, that would be interesting.
When?
Tacoma draft the rapping. Tacoma Crapping Dragon. So yeah, that may be a good way of looking at it.
Ooh, oopsie. I pity those who have just tuned in to this monstrosity. I really do.
Why aren't you a pony?
When I was told I had to engineer this show, I did not expect ponies to be involved.
Who told you that?
We're dealing with Nikki Haney. And there's gotta be ponies involved.
Moving on!
The CLW83 Network. Tune in.
Williams Wear is now a part of the CLW83 network and is proud to offer official CLW83 network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW83 network. Tune in and shop right now.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives. Visit Komen.org.
Hello, this is DC Lundberg, and you're listening to the CLW83 Network. Tune in.
Channel 3, sing along with Jim.
Oh, no!
Green Vision has been brought to you by Let's Ask Congress. We ask Congress to list questions, and we ask contestants about, we never got any sheets back? You say they talked, and they asked way too many questions, they talked a lot, and they actually never did anything on the sheets? That sounds familiar. All right, never mind then.
When?
So we don't have a show then, don't we? We have no sponsor for this next segment. Awesome. Welcome back to WLTI Live on the CLW83 network. That's Gordon. I'm Chico. There's Jason. We've got a Jim Williams around somewhere recording all of this. Thanks for being a part of our week and allowing us to be a part of yours. Right now, we're going to play a little game of higher, lower. Now, what we're going to do here, we're going to give you a number, and we're going to ask you a question. You have to guess whether the answer to the question is going to be higher or lower than the number we give you. It's so simple, Gordon can do it. In fact, here's Gordon to lead us off. Gordon?
May a horde of winter zombies come and start munching on your pillow. All right, so, in a couple of weeks, we will have the return of American Idol and, of course, the ratings. Higher or lower than 15 for its rating share?
I am going to go... I'm going to go with higher, simply because it's Idol. But if you're talking about even the show afterwards, I'm going to go lower. So higher on the debut, but lower for the rest of the season.
Chico's exactly right here. There's going to be a curiosity factor regarding Nicki Minaj and Keith Urban and Mariah Carey. And people do like to watch the Schadenfreude of the auditions. But yes, people will want to see which hot guy with guitar wins. Higher for the first episode, lower after that.
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to do the exact same thing, but I don't think it's going to be people want to see which hot guy with guitar wins. I think people want to see the upcoming train wrecks between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj.
American train wreck. Love it.
And if the producers are smart, they're not going to put in episode number one. They're going to put it later on, and they're going to go, wait until you see this, which will keep people in, or for at least the audition stage. That being said, it'll be higher the first week, and then it'll slowly go down once they realize how incompatible they are. It's all going to come down to the judging. It's all going to come down to how good or bad the judges are. My hopes are not looking too good on this one. Chico, next one.
Next one. Super Saver Showdown was a show that debuted in August, but pulled after episode one. They brought it back, and it doubled the rating. But how many shows before Super Saver Showdown gets pulled again, and it will, higher or lower than 3?
I'm going to say higher. I think it is going to go through its run. I think they are going to burn the show off, but I think that they are going to let it go through its run. So I will say higher.
I agree with Gordon again. This is burn off big time. Burn off big time. It will be higher.
Make it 3. Higher than 3, but do not be surprised if it does not come back.
I definitely don't think it's coming back, but they're going to at least burn it out and put it out of its misery. Next one. The number of people that we will know by either celebrities or by returning alumni on the next Survivor. Higher or lower than 4?
I think they're going to just play the game straight up here. I don't see much in the way of twists and turns as far as the casting side, so I'm going to go lower.
I'm going to actually go higher because 10... has been the number of, have already been told that they're going to be returning players. So the answer is 10.
That's right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, I'll higher.
I'm going to go higher, but I'm going to go higher for another reason. The past 3 seasons, they've put on contestants also. I will bet you there's any sort of D-level celebrity that's realized what's been going on, and now they want to see their career revitalized also. So I definitely think it's going to be higher. Maybe we'll see Tootie this year. What has Tim Fields been up to these days?
Oh, nothing. Just producing a little show for Tyler Perry. Who cares?
Next one.
Next week's viewers. Now, the Newlywed Game, we've told you, has been averaging 400,000 almost on GSN for Thursday night. How many viewers will tune in for a given episode on average next week? Go higher or lower than 350,000?
Well, is next week any different than any other week?
No.
There's no reason why it's going to be lower. I'll say higher for the sake of saying higher. I mean, it's really going to be coin flip if there's no really particular reason.
Again, 400,000, if it's averaging that much and all that sort of stuff, I don't see any reason why it's going down. It's one of the best shows on GSN, higher than 350.
Okay, I'm also going to go higher, but for a different reason, and that is that we're still in that bleak midwinter, and there's nothing else on until sweeps.
Supermarket sweeps.
That's another show that would be wonderfully remade. Anyway.
Oh yeah, David Ruprecht, if you're listening, get on this.
All right, next one. Now, of course, you remember in The X Factor and American Idol, everybody is absolutely convinced that they're all going to be big stars when they leave. You have it that the worst catchphrase ever, or the latest one that I think needs to be retired. You haven't heard the last of me. Yes, we have. But just in case we haven't, the number of people who will be big stars a year from now that were on a music competition show this year, higher or lower than one?
Wow.
Oh, gosh, it's going to be so lower. I'm sorry, not everybody can beat Philip Phillips. You can only have one Philip Phillips per every year or so.
Will we even remember it by this point next year?
I think we will.
Philip Phillips, yes, and I will also say this. You will also hear from Tate Stevens as well. It's higher. Okay, and I will also say that Carly Ringer Sonnenklar will be there as well. The total number will be three, actually.
Okay, I'm going to go higher, but I think it's only going to be two. Tate Stevens and Philip Phillips.
I'm going to go lower. I don't think any of them will be in our collective consciousness at this point next year. I really don't. I think Tate Stevens will be good in the country sect, but as a mainstream music artist, Scotty McCreery, what has he done lately? Oh, wait, nothing. Yay.
He's going to school.
Yeah.
School is very important, because when you actually have to, like, make a career out of yourself, that's better than that. So that's, like, no. So, yeah. No, answer will be lower because no one will care.
The downside is, he's going to state. Boo.
Aw, poor little Chico.
Well, Jill Wagner also went to state, so. Well, Jill Wagner also went to state, so there's that. Anyway, next.
All right, last one, sir.
Finally, Family Feud's Big Money Tournament. How much money does the PCH Prize Patrol girl give out on her big novelty check? Higher or lower than 100,000?
I think it's going to be higher. I think the number is 100. Is it guaranteed 160 or no?
No, the guarantee is at least 40. You have to work your way up to 160.
Then I'm just gonna still say higher. It's just gonna be like maybe 110. But it will be higher.
Well, one of the reasons why the less than brain surgeon contestants are picked out is because if you think they're really bad, just wait until they get the fast money. I'm going to say lower. I think they'll get to 60 to 80,000. I think that's all they're going to get. And in terms of how much the girl is going to get afterwards, that really depends on what strip she's going to be working on later, if you know where I'm coming from.
Yipe.
Hey. Those hot ad girls love to get some work. I know two of them are going to be on Power Rangers. Anyways, 140,000 seems doable. So I'm going to go higher. Higher than 100,000.
So all right, that is just higher or lower. When we come back, we're going to do a little Super Toilet 5000, and we're going to do a little Push or Flush right after this.
With Jason Block and Gordon Pepper, I'm Chico Alexander. You're tuned in to WLTI Live on the CLW 83 Network. We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to WLTI Live on the CLW 83 Network.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.
Hurricane Sandy left destruction and devastation across the Jersey Shore. Flooding and high winds left many residents without power, without a home, and without hope. With your help, that can all change. Operation Restore Our Shore, in cooperation with the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the United Way, and the State of New Jersey Department of Volunteerism, is committed to helping rebuild coastal communities impacted by Hurricane Sandy. To learn more about Operation Restore Our Shore, and to find out how you can help, visit facebook.com/Operation Restore Our Shore.
Hi, I'm Tom Delgado. You are listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in. Do I smell butthurt on you?
Oh my.
Brought to you by The Smashler. A Broadway producer is looking for his leading lady. He'll date her. He'll cast her. And just when you think she's reached the pinnacle of theatrical excellence, he'll be dumped for the next big thing. It's Broadway, baby!
Sounds perfectly plausible to me.
Not to be confused with The Smushler, which is involving the situation and other rejects from the Jersey Shore.
Ew.
Oh yeah, fist pump, oh yeah. Cap's here.
They're off my TV. They need to stay off. Welcome back to WLTI Live on the CLW83 Network. Jim Williams has stepped out of the booth for our segment of Pusher Flush.
Hi,
you remember
Kang.
How to do this? You remember how to do this, don't you?
I remember how we do this. You got to push. You got to push pastry, push jiggle, and then you got to flush, and then boom, 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 burp form.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, John.
Let's put it this way. Push would be two tickets to see Little Orphan Annie, which would be great because it would be a Broadway show and a trip to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Pastry would be two tickets to Atlantic City, which is a good night, you know. Single would be two tickets to Gozy North Carolina Putt-Putt, you know, which is, I don't know if I really want to do this. And then Flush would be two tickets to see Honey Boo Boo Child's in concert.
Could you?
What's your cocoa juice?
I just vomited inside myself.
So how many shows we got for us, Chico?
We have 8 this week. Oh. If you want to see last week's, or if you want to see next week's, you're going to have to go to our website, gameshownewsnet.com/WLTI, and search the archives. Here we go with the first one. It is Ultimate Fighter from January 22nd with Chael Sonnen and John Jones as the coaches.
With them as the coaches, they cannot miss. I'm pushing this.
I'm also going to push it. It is a really big rivalry, and that's going to lend itself to a really big matchup and a really big season. Push.
Yeah,
I agree. And the other thing is this. They've taken it out of the Friday night death slot. They finally put it in the middle of the week, which is where it should have been to begin with. So, you know what, 1 year, fine, you know, we didn't know what was going to expect. It should have been out of there after 1 year. Finally glad that it is. Push it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this isn't going to be live the whole time like it was the first season on FX, correct?
I don't believe so.
That's a good thing, actually, believe it or not, because I watched some of the live stuff. Dreadful. Tough to stomach. I'm pushing this. You've got colorful personalities who do not like each other. It should lend itself quite well to the Ultimate Fighter. Push.
All right, ring the bells. We've got a sweep.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, next up we have The Taste. Hey, you've got MasterChef in my voice. You've got the voice in my MasterChef. Together, it tastes like crap. Flush.
Yeah, I don't. It's going to be cooking. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I'm not necessarily sure it's going to be that good either. But still, it's really hard to screw up a cooking show. So I will go pastry, as in what I expect to be having on a cooking show.
I'm going to jiggle this. I mean, this is not total flush-tacular, but the Xerox fumes on this are. I need a gas mask for this. You know, you take one part this, and who knows? So. Not here.
This show is proof that there are very few original ideas left in the world, seemingly, because everything is derivative of everything else. Gordon's got the definitive answer. Pastry.
All right. Split panel. Next up. Project Runway. Bowing on Lifetime January 24. What say you, panel?
I'm going to start this one off. It's pastry for me. It's showing its age. It's still entertaining at points, but we're into season, I think, 11 now. And you know, like I said, it's showing its age. Pastry.
Well, that's 11 if you're not going to include Project Runway All-Stars, so it's actually going to be
13, 14.
You know what? Again, it's a fun show. It is showing its age, but it's still fun. It, as usual, comes down to the contestants. You are going to have a little bit new life with the new judge. It'll be interesting to see what that is. I'm going to say, in a creative way, Cumberbund, which would be bun, as in pastry.
Yeah, it's an entertaining show. It's got new life in it. But anytime you can't remember what season we're on, you know it is showing its age. So, yeah, pastry.
Pastry as well. Look at it this way. At least they're trying to spice things up on, like, America's Next Top Model, which is pretty much slowly crawling towards the gravekeeper. Oh, wait, no, that's just Tyra Banks. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Ow, Jim. 10 points and controls the board.
Ah, yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Okay, next one is RuPaul's Drag Race for Logo on January 28th. This show never gets old. I'm going to push it.
Just for the Snatch Game episode, it gets a push from me.
Who knew that they would promo the show on The Chase? God, no, I'm just kidding.
Watch the clip.
Yeah, watch that clip. No, all joking aside, you know, for a very, you know, this is a very gay-centric show, but it's incredibly well-produced. It's really well done, and the drama there, even though it can be over the top, it's incredibly entertaining. I'm pushing this.
I'll push it as well. Shantae.
You can't see it, but Jim's doing the dance right now.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's a scary sight.
I would love to see Jim in the Sean Williams outfit, in the Sean Wallace outfit that he had for The Chase.
I'm wearing a Flyers shirt, okay? I'm already hurting enough, man.
Okay. So that was a sweep right there. That was a sweep for a push.
Yes. Ding-a-ling.
Okay, next is Ultimate Soldier Challenge, which is going to be on History January 29th. I'm guessing it's because Top Shot is not going to air anytime soon. Mm-hmm. It's still way too soon, and even today, we won't discuss that. But anyway, it's basically Deadliest Warrior meets combat missions with groups from all over the world playing. I only found that through a Google search because History did not pub it that hard. So I'm going to give it a pastry.
Yeah, I'm
going to
give it a...
You know what? I'm actually going to push it. I'm going to trust the Discovery Channel. A lot of stuff that they've done is really, really good. So I'll push it based on... based on that thought, that being said, the fact that it hasn't gotten much publicity concerns me, but I'm still going to push it anyway, just for the heck of it.
I think they may have pulled Top Shot, I don't know, maybe because of the Sandy Hook thing, I don't know, maybe that's a little too early, who knows, but Chico's right on this, it's pastry for me, not to say that shows like Top Shot and other... competition shows like this aren't bad. They're not. It's just that it's good, but not that good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the consensus and pastry this one as well, and maybe put some cream filling on the inside just to make it extra pastry. I just, this doesn't jive with me for some reason.
Yeah. Next one. It is The Job, which is CBS's new entry on February 8th.
You know what? I'm going to pick this one as my underground come out of nowhere hit like Undercover Boss was a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
After the Super Bowl. You've got two of the biggest reality producers in the business and game show in Michael Davies and Mark Burnett. What happens, the premise of this is that people compete inside corporations for a high-paying job. If they do this right, this could be another massive hit. I am pushing this hard.
Indeed.
I'm going to go the other direction on this one, I'm afraid. Here's the issue that I have with it. And here's the problem, and I've been thinking about this. The issue that I have with this show is that, you know what, I think that people could watch it. My question is this what people actually want to see in an economy where the job rankings came out and we're still not out of the unemployment woods yet? I'm not sure if people want to see this. I'm going to jiggle, not because of the pedigree behind it, because I think that on paper it's going to be a fantastic show, and I definitely think that the show itself will be good. I'm not concerned about that. My concern is this something that the general public is going to want to see? If it does, then it's going to be a big hit, and then it should be pushed. But I'm a little bit jaded on this one, so we're going to go jiggle.
You know, I'm going to agree with you, Gordon. Is it relatable to John and Jane Q. Public? That's the big question. you know, I'll jiggle as well on this one. I'm not completely sold either. I mean, it looks like a good premise, and by the same token, also, each of these producers is allowed to have a lame duck and, you know, miss when it comes to a production. Maybe this is that. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna go push, because it's got two heavy hitters in the industry, and Michael Davies and Mark Burnett, and this is just strikes me as the perfect placeholder, if nothing else. So I'm gonna go ahead and push this. All right, next up is The Face, Oxygen's new modeling competition, and it's coming out February 2nd. Hey, you've got Top Model in my voice! You've got the voice of my Top Model! Etc., 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 flush.
If Top Model is waning, this smells like a show 5 years too late. I'm flushing this too. Gordon!
Gordon! You guys put me asleepy.
Turbo flush. Heck, I'll get turbo flushing this. It goes the other way around.
Alright. So it's not a sweet for a flush, but we're not really looking at bated breath for this.
I'm loving him.
Hey, Gordon.
Let's wake you up with the final one here.
Hey, Gordon. Gordon, Survivor.
Oh.
I'll come up.
Okay.
I'm up, push. It's Survivor. I'm looking forward to see what they're doing with it. I thought the show a couple of years ago may have hit its stride, especially with One World, but the last couple of seasons have been good. The last season has been exceptional. Push it.
Duh. I mean, after two excellent seasons, and the return of fan versus favorites, and hopefully after this, maybe Jeff Probst could actually concentrate on this full time. Hint, hint.
I think we're probably not going to have much of a choice in the matter.
No. is that right, Jim? I think that he's going, the tribe has
spoken, and the syndicators are like, okay, we're glad you got a marriage, just stick to that and don't bring her into talk shows anymore. Push this, flush his talk show.
Well, maybe at least the Well Show will save the show.
No! Anything but that!
I
have a feeling we're going to learn about the facts of life and the facts of life and the facts of death and syndication.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad, you take the rest, and there you have the facts of life. Hey.
Jim Williams out the microphone, ladies and gentlemen.
Charlotte Ray in the house. Oh, wait.
She's still around, isn't she?
I believe so.
Well, while you check that, we're going to check this. We call it the speed round, and it's coming after this word from the drunken frat parties. Drunk pledges find their ways across the room and look for love, guaranteed to get more matches than The Bachelor. That's drunken frat parties.
Oh, God.
That is their official... That's their official corporate slogan, by the way, with just one giant belch.
Which is also the corporate symbol for the taste.
yummy.
Yeah, and by the way, Charlotte Ray is still alive at 86, just to let you know.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Also good to know is that we're almost at the end of our show. Let's get to a speed round. Starting.
Start now.
Jeopardy, how long does a shook last?
I say 4 to 5 games more.
I say 3, not because...
I think he's the real deal. I think he's going... I'll say he's going 4. Biggest Loser, are the kids gonna help the show?
Heck no. Oh. No, the abusive allegations, they're going to say the Jillian's mean to the kids. No, it's not gonna help.
And so let's see. Biggest Loser is up against... Let's see... Bones and How I Met Your Mother, which, if I'm not mistaken, has yet to hit the mid-season twist that it always has. Trust me, it's coming. How about Usher and Shakira on The Voice this March?
You know what? I think they're going to do well. It's going to be a fresh twist. I think people are a little tired of people like CeeLo and
Christina.
You know, and putting them in, and especially Usher. I think it also will be a bigger career boost for Shakira, who actually needs one.
I think it'll do well as long as they remember that the contestants are the stars and not them. I'm assuming that you all think it's going to do better than Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey on American Idol.
Oh, boy.
You assumed correctly.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Yes, a.k.a. American Trainwreck. That is the speed round. Do we have an email, Chico?
Yes, we do. This one is from Ron Asbell. Thank you, Ron. I was a contestant on The Wheel on April 28th, 2006. My VHS tape of the event is in poor shape, and I was hopeful for getting it on a disc. My tape quality is poor. Do you know of any source that might have this show for purchase or for downloading?
Yes. We haven't had this one for a long time, actually.
This is what we lovingly call a Klaus mail, because Mike Klaus used to run the game show Trading Post. He does not anymore, but if you go on Google and Google game show Trading Post, you will get a lot of hits. One of them is also from our friend DC Lundberg. It is at angelfire.com/DC/GS Trade Post. So yeah, if you go to Google and Google game show trading, you should get a few hits, but don't offer money, because that is illegal.
Yeah, exactly. And usually you will find a lot of reputable people who will do a lot of good trades, and the quality is getting better. Also, if you can't find it there, just try YouTube. You know, it might be there too.
Okay. Yeah. So if anybody else has any email, they can send it over to WLTI@gameshownewsnet.com, or they could use the station box at CLW83.com. They haven't given us the keys to that yet, but oh well. We're also on Facebook if you want to look us up. It's WLTI.GSNN, or on Twitter at WLTI on GSNN.
There you go. That is the show. This is Gordon Pepper. Special thanks to Jason Block for joining us, Jim William for producing, and for Chico Alexander. It's my turn to say, game over and spread the love.
We'll see you next time.
have any questions or comments about this podcast, please submit them to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.